Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama, a new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Let me run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract fine print? Or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
Our kids have said to us since we've moved to Minnesota, we are far more active than we've ever been anywhere else we've ever lived.
Moving to Minnesota opened up a lot of doors for us.
Just this overall sense of community, of values that, you know, Minnesotans have.
It's a real accepting, loving community, especially with two young kids.
See why CNBC ranks Minnesota number 4 best state to live and work. A great place to work, an even better place to live. ExploreMinnesota.com/live.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com. Hello, the internet, and welcome to this episode of The Holy Shitegeist. Courtesy of Chris Mackling. Holy shit, man.
Chris. Language.
Language, please. I'm Jack. You are Miles.
Yeah.
It is Monday afternoon. We can come clean. It's Monday afternoon, you guys. It's
having a bit of a Monday.
Oh, boy.
Still one of my favorite lines in Office Space.
When they ask, no, man.
Diedrich Bader. Until you got the case of the Mondays.
No.
Hell no, man.
Hell no, man.
I believe you get your ass kicked for saying something like that.
So good. All right. Well, let's fight through our case of the Mondays and tell the people what's trending. We got a story. We got a Pinocchio to award to ourselves because we got this one wrong, folks.
I guess that's what happens when you... I mean, look, there was an investigation and you go off of what's there. Here's the deal. Last week, we talked about Aminata Diallo and her teammate, Kira Hamwari, who they both played together on the Paris Saint-Germain women's team, and how there was an incident where Hamwari was pulled out of the car when Diallo was driving her back from a team dinner. And Hamwari was got her to like legs and hands just beat with like metal rods and stuff. And Diallo walked away unscathed, and then she started the next day. Police brought her in for questioning. Well, it looks like things have very rapidly shifted away from Aminata Diallo, because they were like, wait, hold on, let's talk to some other people on this team. And now the prime suspect seems to be Kira Hamwari's ex from when she used to play on the Barcelona team, like over the last couple of years. And apparently in the build-up to this attack, this guy was calling players on the team, including like Diallo and some other players, and saying stuff like, yo, she like ruined my life and now I'm going to get revenge on her. So open and shut case maybe here. But yeah, that was a, you know.
I don't know. We got to see where this one goes.
Got to see where it goes. Wait, yeah. The boyfriend sounds said like I vowed to exact revenge on my ex to the
teammates.
And
it's always the boyfriend. When in doubt, it's always the boyfriend or the husband. And yeah, but we still want to be like cat fight, right? Am I right?
I mean, we love a Tonya Harding narrative rather than a violent man. But yeah.
Anyways, apologies to the wrongly accused.
And hey, man, if we can get some tickets, that'd be great too. Now that we're cool, you know, I would love to check y'all out. You know,
yeah. Let us know.
I'm more of an Arsenal guy, truth be told, but you know, I respect the game, and I definitely want to check y'all out
too. Damn. That was a strong pitch for us to get those tickets.
Strong pitch. We go all in on saying, oh, yeah, man, I don't know. This person might have clubbed them. New Tanya Hardin and say, can I get tickets? I'm not a fan of your team.
That does remind me, though, of like how people respond when you like call them out for talking shit about you. They're like, oh, man, sorry. I didn't realize that like I'm a huge fan. Can I get tickets? Alex Jones, speaking of huge fan, you know, I don't think it's a secret that we take a lot of our inspiration from the great man himself, Alex Jones. No, he's a piece of shit who has ruined a lot of people's lives. And, you know, what one of the kind of most egregious and inexcusable examples is when he, you know, started spreading theories that the children who were killed at Sandy Hook were like part of a false flag operation put together by the Obama administration because they couldn't take advantage of other mass shootings and decided to stage another one for some reason, risk
to take your guns,
everything. And so he claimed that all these families who were going through the worst tragedy imaginable were crisis actors. They were harassed, just had their worlds turned upside down while they were already like dealing with the worst thing that can happen.
Someone saying, I don't believe you that your children were slain.
Yeah.
Really?
So they sued Alex Jones. And the judge, you know, after Alex Jones did a bunch of Trumpian fucking around.
Dude, yeah. Like next levels of like, I'm not giving you shit. You want to see financial web no.
Yeah. Just wouldn't give them anything, wouldn't cooperate in any way. And the judge has ruled a default in the case, which is the most severe sanction that the judge could have issued, you know, ruling in favor of the Sandy Hook families and sending the case directly to a jury to award damages. No trial. No, there was a lot of people, you know, getting ready to cover a big civil trial. And she was like, why the fuck would we do that? This dude's not even, all he's doing is lying and not cooperating.
Right. They're like, no, sorry. He lost again by default, which is like, you can't even speak at this point. It's such an L that they're like, man, we're just gonna let this jury decide, see what kind of mood they're in.
Yeah. And it'll be interesting to see how much, hopefully he never has another dollar for the rest of his life and lives very uncomfortably.
He's gonna be selling some dinosaur dick pills pretty quickly on his website and shit. And he'll probably come out with a crypto, you know?
Yeah, you're right. We will all probably benefit from this. Dinosaur dick pills. Sounds awesome.
DDPs.
DDPs. Been looking for those DDPs. Somebody could.
DDPs.
A financial analyst could pitch me on DDPs and I'd be like, Yeah. Mm-hmm. No, that makes sense. I don't just pretend like I know what they're talking about.
Yeah. Are you, you're diversifying, right, Jack? You think about your kids? Are you getting into DDPs at all? Oh, yeah.
I'm heavy in DDPs, man. I got at least like 10.
10 what?
10, 10, 20%.
Wow. DDP. Okay. So so you really believe in it?
Oh yeah, man. I'm down with DDPs. You know me.
Yeah. Well, here's the sad thing, man. The FDA didn't approve it because it turns out it's not real dinosaur dick in the pills. So you may want to cut your losses, man.
What? I knew what they were all along.
Are you fucking serious?
Are you kidding me? It was a sure thing.
You're like, okay, hold on. What have I been taking all these
years? Oh my God, it's not dinosaur dick. I'm so grossed out.
Buddy, throw out the pills. They're bad.
Kyle Rittenhouse's trial went to closing arguments, featuring a very dramatic photo of the assistant district attorney holding the assault rifle that he was walking around with to presumably prove a point that he was not a innocent victim, an innocent bystander, but a armed person with no right to be there, terrifying everybody.
I'm like, so again, you know, and it's been a while since I've feared for the outcome of a trial where such an egregious crime has been committed and fully documented with multiple angles, and we're still out here wondering, like, well, what are the rights of the little boy with the gun if he's white?
Right.
Hmm. Yeah. And yeah, I mean, and also just looking at, like, every day there was like some clip of the judge just making an absolute fool of himself and couldn't be appear more biased, but we shall
see.
Yeah,
the last thing he did in the trial was to basically say that one of the charges was dismissed because another technicality that it's like the mainstream media was like, at first they were like, this is the easiest one to get him on. It was a weapons charge. And like, he was 17 walking around with a weapon. You need to be 18. And the judge is like, it's actually that law. Like, it's a hunting law. And like, he would need to be 16 for that to be a problem. So we're going to throw that out. Again, the mainstream media is just like, oh yeah, right. You got it. Right. My bad. We forgot about that. It's just like another one of these fucking things where it's just how it just seems like they're coming up with fucking excuse after excuse to let this motherfucker walk.
I don't know. I mean, just when I was like, I think I can look at social media again, I'm like, I can't even, just the racist mental gymnastics that are occurring. All that to say, I don't know. America may rear its ugly head once again.
All right, let's take a quick break. We'll be back to talk about Beto.
Zyte gang, customers are rushing to your store, but do you have a point of sale system you can trust, or is it, you know, like a literal POS? Well, you need Shopify for retail. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. With Shopify, you get a powerhouse selling partner that effortlessly unites your in-person and online sales into one source of truth. Connect with customers in-line and online. Look, you want to use TikTok? Well, guess what? They have plug-and-play tools built for marketing campaigns on platforms just like that. Get hardware that fits your business, take payments by smartphone, transform your tablet into a point-of-sale system, or use Shopify's POS Go mobile device for a battle-tested solution. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Now, I was looking at Shopify.com, and I'm trying to get some answers. Let's say, I had a bustling retail business, and I need, you know, maybe some hardware to be able to sell my wares on the street, take credit card payments, whatever. And I know Shopify is easy to use. Half the time I buy something online, I'm like, oh, yep, they're using Shopify. And if you need to learn more, check out their website. It's super easy to navigate, whether you have questions about how you can optimize your inventory or, again, looking for hardware to make sales easier. Shopify.com has all of that. Just go there. Check it out. So sign up for a $1 per month trial period at Shopify.com/TDZ, all lowercase. Go to Shopify.com/TDZ to take your retail business to the next level today. Shopify.com/TDZ.
Let me run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract fine print, or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
You like to watch new stuff, right, Zygang? I know I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new. Because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump. Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside, as they live, work, and play together 24/7. Vanderpump Villa is where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. And don't miss the new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course, and Season 5 promises new horizons for the entire Kardashian clan, and if you're looking for steamy streams, check out Grand Cayman Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set on the tropical Caribbean island of Grand Cayman, where the rich come to play. But be warned, it's a small island, and secrets don't stay secret for long. So come check out what's new on Hulu this month. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
We are the voice of NASCAR.
The green flag is in the air, and we are underway. The Great American Race.
The Motor Racing Network. NASCAR Cup, Xfinity, and Craftsman Truck Series Racing. Live on your hometown radio station and MRN or NASCAR.com. Martinsville, Talladega, the Chicago Street Course. We have the side-by-side action and last lap passes for the win.
Photo finishes. Ryan Blaney will win.
The voice of NASCAR. The Motor Racing Network. Work.
And we're back, and Beto O'Rourke is back in the headlines because he's running for governor this time.
Mm-hmm.
Is that what he ran for last? No, he ran for Senate last time.
Ran for Senate, ran for coolest bro with a kick. They could do a kickflip in a Whataburger parking lot. I mean, the guy has it all. Yeah, I don't know. We'll see. This has been a long speculated candidacy. Will that, you know, what of McConaughey? Because please don't tell me I learned how to spell McConaughey for nothing. I want to type that name out a few more times.
Oh, yeah. How was it? It was Mac, then Cough?
McCon August Hay.
Oh, okay. That's what it is.
Yeah. Yeah.
Anyways.
Just, even if I say that, you're like, huh? That's how you guys think.
There's a lot of news. There's, you know, Beto intrigue. There's Pete Buttigieg and Kamala intrigue. And like who's the better candidate if Biden doesn't run again in 2024. And I am having the hardest time being interested enough to not give a shit about these people.
Yeah, I mean,
to be honest, after what we've seen from
none of those people are going to do well.
No. Yeah, even if they did, like, what the fuck are they going to do if they win the presidency?
Well, they'll say stuff that they do,
right,
and then be like, "Oh man,
dang
Amy Comey Bermit just gummed up the gears. Can't do nothing, folks. I guess you'll just have to eat rocks."
Yeah. Well, another Democrat who's getting fucking pwned. Bernie Sanders, Elon Musk went on Twitter. He decided to have a little fun with this loser. So Bernie Sanders tweeted, "We must demand that the extremely wealthy pay their fair share, period." Really out of left field and not the same thing he tweets fucking every day. Musk replied the next day with, "I keep forgetting that you're still alive. Want me to sell more stock, Bernie? Just say the word. Bernie is a taker, not a maker."
What the fuck are you? Just shut up, Ruby boy.
Okay, how much do you think is fair? Does 53% seem reasonable?
Uh-huh.
It just, and Sanders was like, "Oh, I don't respond to fucking trolls on Twitter." Like, he just didn't say anything.
Oh yeah, someone was like, "Yo, I don't know if you know this, Bernie doesn't, he's not very active. Once he tweets, the tweet comes out and that's about it. It cooks."
And then Musk asked, "How do we know he hasn't been kidnapped by aliens?" Which I just, on the grounds of this guy being the fucking worst, like just having a bad personality, this is almost too much for me to even take.
Yeah, well, he's just a fucking, you know, He's the crypto fuckboy god.
They love him.
The hair plug, Tony Stark. You know what I mean? That's like his vibe. At this point, it's just funny to read. Like some people I saw in like that thread of replies are like, "You know, like Elon, I used to think you were cool, but like this doesn't make sense. Like I thought you would like do better than this."
Oh, it's you
like,
thought he was
a fucking
progressive.
Billionaire?
Yeah.
Tony Stonk, that's a good name. Thank you. Hair
Tony
plug
Stonk,
Tony Stonk
yeah.
From producer Brian. His plugs look good though, you know.
I didn't even know he had plugs. Exactly.
Exactly. Got him. Boom.
Got him.
Go to Dr. Miami.
Did you think this hair is just natural that I wake up looking like this? But it actually takes a lot of work, right?
Mm-hmm.
Surprised, I know. I can tell.
In general, I feel like things have to become more normal when assholes like this talk and you just go, "You're a rich kid who just has just made more money off of your rich kid money. Like you don't impress me. There's nothing impressive about you." Cause you look at so many of these billionaires and I feel like there's like always this thing missing. People like they debate all these other things, but it's like, let's get back to the basics here. this guy isn't some fucking wizard with a calculator who figured out how the fuck he's doing. He already started off with a massive advantage. And please remember that before we start deifying these people.
He's not a wizard. He's Iron Man.
Oh, I'm sorry. What was that? Huh?
He's not a wizard. He's Iron Man.
He's a what? Okay. Well, you know what? You're fired, man.
He's my Iron Man.
he's my man.
But like the personality that he is putting out there that people are getting behind is like the villain from an 80s high school movie. Like, yeah. I keep forgetting that you're still alive, loser. Like, right. What the fuck is that, bro? Wow.
Hey, why don't you go knit some mittens, dweeb?
Want me to sell more stock, Bernie? Just say the word. I'm so fucking rich.
Also, it's like, but you know what? You have Shook Boy energy, Elon, always. That's the thing about you that you don't get, is you're always look a shooketh to the third power.
And finally, Jake Gyllenhaal. I had just seen enough people tweet about this that I felt like I needed to. This is what I would want from our show. If I were a listener,
this is what I would want
to be like, I don't want to look into it. Why the fuck is everybody tweeting about Jake Gyllenhaal and Taylor Swift? And it's not really like, based on my very limited research, a song that was like a B-side that didn't make the Red album that she re-recorded and re-released. People think it's about him. They were like, oh shit. Jake Gyllenhaal just got owned. He's a fucking loser. So that was at the end of last week. Monday morning, she drops a music video and people are like, oh,
yeah. Oh, got him.
Miles Teller, that's clearly supposed to be Gyllenhaal.
Soulja Boy Teller.
It's wild. You know, far be it for me to, like, you know, insult anybody who is a fan of Taylor Swift. It does seem like, were this anybody else re-releasing an album that you already released with slightly different versions of the music. And then the message of the video seems to be like, yeah, right. You don't love your wife. You love me. And like, it's this like weird thing where during the wedding, he's fantasizing about her. Which I guess is like also what Alanis Morissette implied.
Oh yeah. In,
which I guess that's a,
you ought to know.
That's a okay look. It just,
are you coming back around now on Taylor?
Yeah. All right. Fine. Anyways. but people all like right, just I the, with the vision. I don't, just people were like, I can't believe like Jake Gyllenhaal seemed undisturbed. He was seen like out at a restaurant on like Friday night. Like they thought he was just going to be like hiding away because people thought this song was about him.
I mean, look, you understand why she's re-recording the albums, though, right?
Right, to own the things.
Okay,
right?
Because at first you're like, I don't know, just recording new albums that barely sound different. And I was like, wait, what's his belief here of like?
I'm Team Scooter. I'm Team Scooter.
Oh,
bro.
got it. Yeah, good side. Yeah. This is like another thing. It's like Avengers in the MCU where it's like this universe is too big and I can't even begin to wrap my head around her entire catalog and the mythos around Taylor Swift. Like aside from just watching like portions of documentaries that I go, yep, that's happening.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know. I don't know what it is, but I bet I can add up the change in your purse very fast.
Sorry, Taylor Swift fans for doubting you for
and
even
Taylor,
a moment.
Come on the show.
Yes. For God's sake.
You
sakes.
Know what I mean?
Like, why hasn't she? What's her deal? Like, what do you think she's scared?
I think her deal
we're gonna
is
be
she's,
nice.
She's just unfathomably famous, and we literally have no way to access any form of communication that would even remotely get her attention.
That sounds like an excuse. All right.
Yes.
All right, Rittenhouse
sounds like
judge.
You're free to debate us.
Come on here and debate me.
Oh yeah, about what? Fuck.
Shit. She asked me what?
She asked me what, dude, a follow up, my worst enemy.
Sarah, come here.
babe. All right. She just texted me. She just tweeted back about what? What do I say?
Oh my god.
She's like, Jack, this is a fan account you're interacting with.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Damn.
I look stupid. Anyway.
Anyways, fuck Jake Gyllenhaal, loser.
Been against that asshole the whole time.
From
and
day
up
one.
With anti-vax Miles Teller.
Yes. That is what, yeah. It's directed by Blake Lively, co-starring Miles Teller. So, you know, there
and
probably
hey,
wasn't.
And again,
they were
folks,
all immunized. Let's just say they were all immunized.
Thanks again for stopping by this podcast, the number one update source for all things Taylor.
Thank you. And we're out. That's going to do it for us this Monday afternoon. We're back tomorrow with a whole ass episode of the show. Until then, be kind to each other. Be kind to yourselves. Get the vaccine. Get the booster. Don't do nothing about white supremacy. And we will talk to y'all tomorrow. Bye.
Bye.
Zeit gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama, a new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Our kids have said to us since we've moved to Minnesota, we are far more active than we've ever been anywhere else we've ever lived.
Moving to Minnesota opened up a lot of doors for us.
Just this overall sense of community, of values that, you know, Minnesotans have.
It's a real accepting, loving community, especially with two young kids.
See why CNBC ranks Minnesota number 4 best state to live and work. A great place to work, an even better place to live. ExploreMinnesota.com/live.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
We are the voice of NASCAR.
The green flag is in the air, and we are underway. The Great American Race.
The Motor Racing Network. NASCAR Cup, Xfinity, and Craftsman Truck Series Racing. Live on your hometown radio station and MRN or NASCAR.com. Martinsville, Talladega, the Chicago Street Course. We have the side-by-side action and last lap passes for the win.
Photo finishes, Ryan Blaney will win.
The voice of NASCAR, the Motor Racing Network. Work.